All right, here we go again. We're back with another weekly Mint Sauce Chronicles. I hope everyone's in good health and feeling good. And this will be released, if you listen to it now, it'll be Saturday the 15th of April, 2023. Rocking on through the 2023 year already. Thanks for the kind comments. The format is simple. We try and release a minimum of 4 shows a month. Shows will be released on Saturdays. Members get the full podcast and the ability to download. And non-members get part one. Podcasts are always available on sheepfam.co.uk, and we also put part one out on Podomatic, which you can download part one on Podomatic, and Podomatic also send them through to Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, Deezer, Google Podcasts, Apple, iHeartRadio, Audacy, Ghana, and Boomplay. These are other podcast players, I would presume. People not getting email notifications, it doesn't matter because all new shows are released on Saturdays. Just go to sheepfarm.co.uk and you'll see the new release there at some point, generally after lunchtime, when I can be arse putting them on. So I'd like to welcome all traitors to our bullshit platform. It's my new
still,
one. That,
you're still going on about that fact.
I love that one. It actually made me chuckle. It made me chuckle. So I'd like to thank that listener, non-listener, whatever he is, for saying that, to be honest with you. I think it's fantastic. Trevor bullshit picked up on platform. It. He loves it. Bullshit platform, you traitors. It's quality that, though, isn't it? I love how people like us.
I mean, when you actually think about it further, what if we didn't exist? You know, where I don't know. I don't even have to...
What would happen if that first hour weren't there?
We're
proper
exist.
Traitors then.
We wouldn't exist, would we?
No. Bastard. So... I like the thought that's gone into it. Well, that's where I like it. It does make me chuckle. So thanks for that comment.
Well, I hope he's still listening and he's reining it in a little bit. Yeah. Mm. Lesson learned.
It sounds like it might be a she.
Yeah, I don't know why I said it, yeah.
It could be She-Ra.
Could be anything.
Not He-Man. I wonder what He-Man would be now. So the He-Man, She-Ra, we're Tran-Ra.
Yeah.
Quite good, same, does it?
That'd be quite good, that. Yeah.
what Skeletor would be up to with Tran-Ra?
God knows, man. Be a whole different ball game now.
Is that a bone down your trousers, Skeletor?
He might have been a whole different ball game now, wouldn't it? Different nut game.
Yeah, all different ball game that would be. Maybe they're having conversations around what sort of hormone replacement they're going on.
Somewhere that's probably been in a meeting already. How can we bring back E-Man and make it more diverse?
Yeah.
Need a couple of darkies in there. And a tranny.
Yeah. What would Castle Grayskull be?
It'd have rainbow, a lot of rainbows. It'd be unicorn involved, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Castle Unicorn. Yeah. With a rainbow behind it.
Rainbow flag flying. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, he certainly wore some Chippendale kexted old E-Man, didn't he?
They were very homoerotic, let's put it that way.
Yeah. They were. I wonder what happened if they got E-Man prancing about at an infant school doing some sort of striptease. I want to go down then.
Yeah, just
hang on a minute, doing a slut drop. his nad slapping on the floor. I wonder what happened then.
Hang on a minute,
E-Man. If you put a dress on, put some eyeliner on, you're all right, you can do it then.
Yeah, everything's dandy.
Everything's dandy. You don't even have to have a blonde wig. You've already got one on. So all you need, maybe a set of rollers or something like that. Get a blue rinse. You're all right. Play keyboard, cheap keyboard with your nads.
You can't have a blue rinse. Skeletor's got blue rinse.
Oh, Skeletor's got blue rinse, hasn't he? Yeah. Anyway, I don't know how we got onto Skeletor, but we did. Anyway.
Yeah, just quickly, because I forgot to mention this. My missus bought my nipper a fish tank last week. And I didn't mention this before, did I? No. And it came with, I put it on Instagram, that's where it is. We've got the sheepfarm.co.instagram thing. And it came with a bottle of liquid, right? You've got to put the water, obviously, in the fish tank, put the fish in it. Came with a bottle of liquid to put in the water, right? Mm. And it's called TapSafe. This is from the aquarium. It's only a little tiny fish tank with 4 little fish in it. They've got a matter of months before the croak, I'm sure. But it's called TapSafe. And it says, removes harmful chlorine, neutralizes heavy metals, and makes tap water safe for the fish. Mm. But you're supposed to drink 2 litres of it a day.
Yeah, harmful chlorine.
Harmful chlorine. It literally says it all. Heavy metals, neutralizes heavy metals, and makes tap water safe. So you can't. Yeah. I'm sure we've mentioned this before, but you can't. It advises if you're watering vegetables and flowers to leave the water.
No, but that very sentence makes tap water safe.
Exactly. Mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's mad, isn't it?
I mean, well, we do.
I know, but
I take a breath sometimes, Chris. I know we talk a lot on phone and stuff like that, but you have to ask yourself, what are we living through? Yeah. Don't you? I mean, that's just one part of it, that, Chris. That's in it. The water we drink, an essential element of what we need.
The core of everything, actually, more than food, is that you drink water. And we've been encouraged to drink 2 or 3 litres a day, a litre at least a day.
Yeah.
It's and always somewhere that, in the news cycle telling you to drink more water.
Yeah, there's ancient, what do you call it, ancient, but natural occurring frequencies in water. Mm. Magnetic
water
frequencies.
Memories.
But water memory. There's also stealth minerals in there. So you've got all your minerals, like your essential minerals. Mm. Then you've got the trace minerals. There's about 75 minerals, if you like, 70-odd minerals anyway. But then, apparently, there's other minerals within there that are like stealth minerals that come awake from a magnetic perspective. And obviously, when they're piling it with all this crap, that's going to affect all these stealth minerals or the essence of water, really. Which, if you think about the when water's produced, obviously, it's again, it's chicken or egg. Where's it come from? Mm. Water, obviously, it's in sea, falls from the sky.
There's no explanation. There's not a real explanation, is there, Fat?
Brian Cockend will do it.
There's about as good as an explanation as there is for fucking moon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there isn't any explanation. In fact, I saw an article this week. I don't know if it were. It reminded me that they're saying there's more water beneath the Earth's core or in the under deeper than they've ever gone, than there is on the surface.
Well, it's funny you mention this, Fai, and it's really weird you mention this, and I wasn't even going to bring this up, but I was talking to my missus the other day, and I thought, it just popped in my head, and I thought, I think we'd talked about that earlier, and I thought, everyone used to have a well. If you were in a farm in Yorkshire or wherever, every farm would have a well to get its own water supply. Mm. They've slowly been debunked, and I don't think you're even allowed to do it anymore. I might be wrong, but I'm guessing there's some kind of bylaw against the fact that you can just dig an hole and produce your own water.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if there's a law. I think there are people still with wells.
I bet it's not as easy. I bet I can dig one in my back.
But I think people are put off because they say, oh, it's not clean or it's this.
The water table's not safe.
We used to go down into the woods
drink
stream water.
Yeah.
Now, it used to go through us like a Porsche sometimes, like, no doubt. But
I remember once drinking out of that stream, walking up the river and there were a massive dead rat in it.
Nice.
But then, that's it filters.
Rat-o van.
it filters itself through the stones, doesn't it? And that's where they get the minerals from. So, I mean,
dead rat through the stones.
Yeah, nice. Was that an eyeball? Yeah. Rotten as well. It was rotting bits falling off it and all sorts.
An innard. No, but I mean, water, right? One of the air, water, essence of any, all life.
They're the two things that tell you to be scared of now.
They're the two things that they're poisoning and telling you to be scared of. Yeah. And that fish can't swim in it. Well, but you can drink it and shower in it.
You can drink two litres a day, but can't you put a little fucking fish in it?
I remember, right, Chris, I've got a whole house water filter at home, you know, me and water. About 10, 12 years ago, I got on this path, yeah? And I asked the plumber to fit it. Why are you wasting your bloody money with all this crap? Lovely bloke he was, lovely guy. Mm. I said, well, for one, you've got a dodgy hip. He's had an hip replacement, or he had one. That could be caused by the crap water that we're getting because you don't get enough minerals from the water and also the toxins that are in there, all this hormones in there and pesticides and stuff. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about, you. You think too much, you worry too much. I said, I'm not worried because I've got a whole house water filter.
Well, I've got that. It did spark up a little conversation on Instagram, actually, because I've got one of my mates saw it and he's texted me and said, where'd you get those reverse osmosis machines from? I've just got one of the same, but I used to use that distiller. But when you open the distiller, we'll have to put a picture of it, actually. We should put it on the thumbnail because I've still got it in a jar and it weighs a ton. It's really heavy. And it, when it comes out of the machine, because I scraped it all and put it in a jam jar, as you do, it stunk. It smells like pure chlorine, like poison, though.
It's disgusting. Horrible.
Yeah.
Well, now that, I mean, we mentioned this before, but they're not using chlorine anymore. They're using chloramine, which is even nicer.
Upgraded it.
Upgraded chlorine to chloramine, which is chlorine and ammonia mixed.
Right.
Lovely cocktail. Nice.
Right, yeah. Beautiful. Two poisons. Yeah, I think
Tom Cruise is there mixing them all up and pouring them into water.
Two cocktails for price one. I'll retell this quick story, but when I went in the middle of the lockdown.
The nonsense.
Yeah, the nonsense. I was working in some nursing homes. I've probably told this story a few times. But a guy came around to check the water. I'm not saying he was doing anything wrong. Maybe he was, wasn't he? Well, no, I don't know. Maybe I've got it totally wrong, but I'm telling the story. But...
Well, all right, after you've told the story, we'll ask the listeners to think whether you were doing it wrong. Knowingly, obviously not knowingly.
Not knowingly. But he came around like two or three times and he said, I'm going to run out water after a bit. I was there for like two or three months, I think. And I'm going to run out water. Don't turn taps off because I've got to do this. Anyway, I got talking to him and I said, what is it you're doing? He says, we check the water for chemical imbalances. This is in an old people's home. And then if it's not right, I have to pour this stuff into the water system.
Yeah.
And he said, it's, you know, when I do it, I've got to wear a mask because it's poisonous. Once it gets in water, it's all right, though.
It just dissolves. Once it gets in water, it's all right. Just old bastards are drinking it.
I know. Well, when you think fatty, right? So we're getting tap water that's been tampered with as it is. They're getting a double whammy. Anyway, this same guy, interestingly, said his wife won't drink tap water. I thought that was weird.
That's weird, isn't it?
Well, but again,
probably because he told her that story.
Put some jug of stuff in with a skull and crossbones on it.
Yeah.
And then, and she's like, I'm not effing drinking it. Yeah. But he's like, no, it's fine once it's gone in water, but I have to wear a gas mask before as I'm putting it in.
Obviously, you've got to wear a gas mask.
But that's classic compartmentalizing.
Health and safety make him wear a gas mask to put it into
to old folks' water. But that's when you think about it, in fact, that's classic, I'm going to say this in my northern accent, compartmentalization, isn't it? Because that guy, he's not malicious, he's not doing anything wrong, he's just doing what he's told.
Yeah.
But even the people who told him to do it probably don't know.
Well, if you think, right, the jabs, and the water, right, that story there is pretty similar to all these people holding their hand up for the jab, innit? He don't think he's doing aught wrong.
And then you
don't think he's arming anybody. No. Yeah. And in reality, there's nobody drinking water and then keeling over, is there?
No.
If they are, it's not proven it's the water.
I always think
it's a 20, 30 year plan. That's how long term they've been putting chlorine in and aluminium and stuff.
That in the old folks' home, and I'm not saying this is true, we might have this totally wrong. And it could be elf.
No,
I'm just saying. You don't know. I don't know. But you would hazard a guess that that's a speeded up version of what everyone else is getting because they're old and they're in a thing. And also, do you know what always makes me think of? And it made me think of it when I had a distiller and I was scooping all this white shit out of the bottom of it. Is that when they were saying, you know, all this increase in dementia, Alzheimer's, and they call it plaque on the brain.
Yeah.
Because you look at this stuff, right? And I've got two lots of it. I've got one in a jar with some water and I've got some that are dried out. And the dried out one is just like, it's like a sand that's just solidified. Now, you imagine if you're consuming that water constantly, day in 2 litres a day, as they tell you to do, where's all that residue going? I mean, I'm sure you get some of it out, whatever. But that to me, could be the plaque on the brain that they talk
about.
But
it's not just...
I'm making it up because I don't know.
It's not just the 2 litres a day. Every time you cook something, you add water. Yeah. Every time you make a cup of tea, you add water. Everything you think, every time they put them in bath or do something, they're adding water.
No, but I mean, how long has it been? When we were kids, you weren't told to drink 2 litres of water. It's only recent years where they started telling everyone to drink drink a lot of water. Hydrate.
Yeah.
So everyone's doing it, which is just mega poisoning. They're probably better off not, they're probably better off dehydrated.
Yeah, I wrote an article, actually, and I wrote this about 4 years ago, but I put it on the Sheep Farm blog. We do have a blog on Sheep Farm as well, and it's called Chlorinated Water Toxicity and a Rise in Modern Diseases. It's a happy blog. So it's been on there about a year now, but it does a brief sort of history of why they started chlorinating water. Again, this comes back to that it was probably set up in the right mindset to chlorinate water because they knew that the water was dirty, which it probably, there's no doubt about it, they had filthed the water up, you know, using it for toilets, washing, etc., etc. And so they decided to put chlorine in it, which probably just killed bacteria, but not all of it. But then again, they're not using chlorine now, so it's totally different anyway. But what they didn't think is 100 years on, it could create all these modern illnesses or be part of the creation of all these modern illnesses. And if modern illnesses began in, let's just say, 1945 after World War II, I know they began a bit more sooner, earlier than that, but everything that's been used since that date up to press, whether it's mobile technology, radar, all these other things, any modern illness that started, like autism, ADHD, which we're going to talk about in a bit, everything has to be put in there, including chlorinating water, doesn't it? Yeah. I know that was started in the late 1800s, but it's interesting to see that a lot of the, you know, chemical warfare, chlorine gas were used in, obviously, in World War One. You know?
Ammonia is poisonous, as you said.
Chlorine industry is worth $20 billion a year.
Right.
That's just chlorine.
But again, it's the classic, isn't it? Someone's making a book.
And the figures I got there were from 2007. You know, the companies that make this stuff are worth like probably $1 trillion now. Yeah. The chemical companies that are making these, the chemical brothers, chemical companies. You know, the global chemicals industry revenues is $4 trillion. $4 trillion.
Mental.
You know, that's a weapons industry. That is, you know, imagine all these chemicals that, there's some ridiculous, like 10,000 chemicals in your house or some ridiculous.
Isn't it funny when you think, Fatty, that these companies that are making, they're not mentioned on any, you know, they'll tell you that Marks and Spencer's has closed 3 stores down, but they don't mention how much cash these things are making or how much the, you know, their daily intake or loss.
There don't seem to be a downturn in the chemical industry, Chris.
No, or the pharmaceutical industry.
No, the pharmaceutical industry.
They seem to
industry.
Be doing all right, thanks.
Yeah, they seem to be all well, doing all right. Yeah.
To be fair, all energy companies are, even though there's all apparently a rusty war going on in Ukraine, but they seem to be all be doing fine as well, don't they?
Yeah,
it does. Untouched.
Well, I'll tell you one company that, I'm not saying they make this, but one massive chemical company is Ineos. Ineos, the guy that I think is from Manchester, is a Sir something or other, lives in Monaco's tax exile, which I've got nothing wrong with anybody who's a tax exile, by the way. I don't want to pay tax to these bastards either. However, he's knighted, and he were going to, I think, into my Man United, I think. I forget his name now, but he owns Ineos, or he's one of the owners of Ineos. And they sponsor loads of sport as well as football. So
why do they always want to own football teams?
I don't know. He does own a football team, I think, in France, but yeah. So chloramine, it's basically the disinfectants, aren't they? Now, there's nothing wrong with the word disinfectant. Being disinfected probably isn't that bad. It's if they're using toxic chemicals to disinfect you with, that's probably the bad thing. Tipping a glass of witch piss out.
I'm going to say, talking about toxic chemicals, yes, I've got a bottle of Malbec.
And studies have shown that the amount of chlorine we ingest is 300 to 600 times more than is safe for us.
300 to 600 times more.
I mean, it's a big gap, I know, but I mean, even if it's 300 times more.
If it's 10 times more.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, does it?
Five times more would be unpreferred, wouldn't it?
The difference with chlorine, and I know we're going off piste here, we're not even getting into what we wrote down to talk about, but I quite like talking about stuff like this more than that stuff, actually. The difference with chloramine is that, unlike chlorine that evaporates, so you can boil chlorine off,
right?
Chloramine doesn't evaporate.
Right, and that's why they say, leave water outside overnight when you're going to, before you put it on your plants or your,
it won't matter.
Or your vegetables. No, but I'm saying that some of it obviously evaporates in the old version.
Yeah, in the old version, yes. But in the new one, it doesn't. And we absorb water through a skin. So if you go to a swimming bath, and again, I'm not trying to put people off swimming, but I mean, I can't stand the smell of chlorine now, probably because I did a lot of research on it. And we absorb 6 times more chlorine than when we're drinking.
Right.
Through showers, bathing, that type of thing.
Well, I think we've talked about it before. Do you remember that toxic little pool for verrucas?
Yes.
To walk through.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you get swimming baths.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah. And when chlorine is added to as water, it combines with organic matter and then forms different compounds. So are you telling me that a chemical expert or some sort of expert doesn't know this shit? They don't know that it makes another compound when you add it together, like chloramine, and you put that in and it brings another compound into it. Mm. And they're called trialmethanes, THMs. So they also make known as disinfectant byproducts like chloroform, which you know what chloroform does?
Yeah, knock people out.
It knocks people out. And it's also a known carcinogen.
Yeah.
There's nothing to see here. Nothing.
As long as you fish, you're all right.
Yeah. Some of the long-term effects of chlorine, right? Just to finish this bit off, then we'll move on to some more happy stuff. Cancer of the bladder, liver, rectum, colon, heart disease, atherosclerosis, which is heart disease of the like wearing out of the vascular system, anemia, high blood pressure, allergic reactions, birth defects.
Right. Don't see any.
So everybody thinks about a birth defect as a you know, you've got five arms type of thing. But in reality, a birth defect can be a freckle on your eye, can't it? Or
it could be an allergic reaction.
Or it could be something more sinister and bad for you. It could be just one little thing that's just knocked the track off by a millimetre in your brain or something like that that causes a birth defect. You might never pick up on it.
Yeah.
But it might, you know, I had a lazy eye. You know, that's a birth defect, whether we like it or not. That would either cause by a polio vaccine or it would a birth defect.
Yeah.
That's it. Because at some point, either our mum got poisoned or missed out on some nutrients at that particular point where I needed that for my goggle eye.
Mm. But I mean, everything's not down to a sinister...
Water.
No, I mean, everything... There's always been dirt birth defects. What I'm saying is the one thing that... The medical thing has improved is birth, isn't it? More births survive. I think that's probably unarguable.
Well, I think
then
clean,
again,
clean
they
the
want
water
more to survive into this system so that they can bleed more money at you and energy.
Well, cleaning the water up, i.e., not sanitation. Having people peeing in it and stuff like that, and using it as a cesspit, then you're bound to have less disease, aren't you?
Mm.
You're bound to have. But the things that are found in it, obviously fluoride, aluminium, salts of arsenic, radium, aluminium, copper, lead, mercury, cadmium, barium. Female hormones are also found in that. Hmm,
yeah.
I wonder what's happening now. We just mentioned Tranra. And,
I mean, I think a lot of it's just a psyop, but there's probably some truth. Well, people have changed shape, haven't they? Let's put it that way.
Well, you're talking about fish, Chris.
Yeah.
We know fish change, they can change sex of fish with... I forget the pesticide now. Pesticides are found in water, so are nitrates. And so we're finding that these pesticides that are found in the water can change the sex of people. Or maybe the thought, how about, right, some of these people that all of a sudden get to 50 and 60 and say, I've always been wanted to be a woman.
Mm.
Have they always wanted to be a woman? Or have they just been brainwashed now at this particular point into thinking they always were?
Yeah.
We'll never know that, to be fair.
No.
We'll never know that. But, if you want to look up something to clean your water, I use a company called eastmidlandswater.com. I'm not affiliated to these people at all.
Yeah.
It's just a company I've always used, and they always seem to send me through good stuff. eastmidlandswater.com, they're called.
Yeah, you told me that, and I rang them up, and they were really helpful. And like you say, we're not affiliated with them or anything. I just recommended them to... I've recommended a few people, actually. Because it comes... I installed my own, being the type bastard I am, and it came in a massive, scary box, and oh, God. So I set myself a day aside to do it, but it was actually pretty easy once you get...
I'm getting to the stage where I'm going to have to renew mine, actually. And, it's... So, just one thing before we carry on. I mentioned in one of the other podcasts, but I think I mentioned it in the second hour, so I mentioned it in the first hour. On the 3rd of July, 2023, which is, what, 3 months away? 2 months away? 3 months away. I'm going to be doing a talk, the first one. Or it's penciled in, let's just say. I've been speaking to Rob at New Horizons in St. Anne's. That's where I went to see Mark Devlin the other week.
Right.
And I don't know what we're going to be talking about. I initially got hold of me because one of the sheep farmers who'd come over to the clinic told him about what we did at the clinic, and he wanted to do me to do a talk on ozone and basically health stuff, I suppose. Which, so I might break it up. I might do a bit on that, and I might do something else. I'm just coming up with some ideas at the minute of what to do it on.
So he didn't get you in for Sheep Farm, he got you in for the health bunkers?
Yeah. He didn't realise we did Sheep Farm. He didn't know.
Oh, did he know about Sheep Farm as well?
Mark told him that when I were there, Mark said, oh, Dom's from Sheep Farm. And he went, all right. Didn't realise.
Oh, he was aware of Sheep Farm, is what I mean.
I think so, yeah. I don't know is the answer to that. I didn't ask him. But yeah. Anyway, so I'll keep you posted on that because it'd be quite interesting to do
beginning
something.
Beginning of July.
3rd of July 2023. It's a Monday night, is that? In St. Anne's. So, but something new, something quite interesting to do. Never done it before, so I'll probably make a total balls of it. But anyway, there you go. So, Chris, you want to talk about the Fever downloads?
Well, obviously, I've got a five-year-old, and she's had no taps at all. And I can't remember where I saw it. I listened to some lecture with a doctor saying, watch your kid when they get sick.
It's something we've spoke about for a long time, though.
I mean, we're going back to when I saw this before my nipple was born, so we're going back more than 5 years. No, it was just. I thought this guy's. It was an interesting take on it. He was saying when a kid gets sick, let them. They're supposed to have the fever. They're supposed to get ill, and it's basically afterwards. Watch them and see how they're acting afterwards. And I've obviously done with this with my nipper now, and she had chicken pox. She had some foot and mouth thing where you get these little spots, and every time I've said to my missus, we've watched her, and it's like she's as soon as she gets better, she's changed without a doubt. Without being funny, it was one time it was like she'd had like amphetamines or something. She just you went from baby to not baby to now, you know, moving quicker and more reactionary and you know, new language were coming out of her and stuff. Anyway, this time she got scarlet fever, and she was shitty for a couple of days, and then she just came out in a bumpy rash. It worked. It's not that bad. It worked that scary. My missus got quite scared about it. But
way through this, though, Chris, you said, wait for download.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's
the upgrade.
I'm saying to Lou, watch her when she gets better. I bet she's a different person.
I'll tell you what was more interesting for me, because I saw, and we sort of read what was going to happen, right? And this is I'm not having a go at your missus, but interesting to see her behaviour all the way through it, because this is how you learn, man. This is how I learn. Yeah. This is how my missus learned. This is how you learn, you know, where she got really panicky, which is fair enough, under a bit of stress at the minute, with a gaffer and all that type of stuff. Ended up going to doctors. Yeah.
I could have finished my story, couldn't I?
Yeah, sorry. I didn't know you were going to tell that. I thought you'd missed it out. You jumped over that part.
No, that's what
all
I was
right,
going.
Go on then. Yeah.
So my missus got worried. I was going to work. So I came
it's back, natural.
Yeah. I came back from work and I could see she'd already got better. Because I rang you, didn't I? And Cicely were on...
Will you give her a teaspoon of vitamin C?
Yeah. And she was singing. You could hear her singing in background. She goes,
I could hear her singing in background.
She didn't sound very ill to me. And so I could see she got better. But then the trouble is with this stuff, right? Like you were just saying... We'd look through the NHS website. This is actually quite funny, actually, because we'd look through the NHS website and numerous other websites.
Just the Bible.
Again, like the nonsense, you know, you read this stuff and it goes blah, 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 and it's all right. No one comes to harm, da, da, da. But then at the bottom it goes, but it can lead to other complications such as sepsis or blah, or anything, you know, this other. So it puts that little fear magnet in there. I was fine with it, but my missus was getting a bit more worried. So I said, she goes, I'm going to text the doctor. I said, all right, if it makes you feel better, but I think she's on the mend, so I don't think it's necessary. I said, do whatever you want. You know, it's fine. So she went to the doctors, came back with some oral liquid. It had penicillin in it. I'm not sure what it was. Antibiotic type thing. I don't know what it was.
I'm actually allergic to penicillin.
But she was out. She was in quite a bad rash, to be fair. It did look quite shocking, you know, bright red, into scarlet fever. And then she gave her one spoon of this stuff, and she was... Bear in mind, she was getting better the next couple of days. She was coughing. She was coughing when she went to bed. And she wasn't doing that before. And then she threw up, and she never throws up. So Lou just said, I'm not giving her any of that fucking poison. And she got better. But she was supposed to take that for 10 days, Fire. I mean, some people will have forced that on them for 10 days, wouldn't they?
Yes.
And they'd have continued to take it for 10 days. Yeah. But we 100%. Saw a reaction instantly. She instantly was ill, and it made her throw up. So... Well, I'm not doing that. But like you said, it's a lesson learned. I don't know enough about this stuff, to be fair. But I saw that live in front of my eyes, and she was on the mend. And by the way, when she got better, she did have a download. She was moving different, her face had changed, her eyes had changed. To me, she looked like she'd grown, but I don't know. But she's behaving differently the next day, within a day. And, you know, I've said myself, and not even before I was thinking about this stuff, is when when you get ill, it's almost worth being ill because you feel great afterwards, don't you?
Yeah, so yeah. Is it like you're born again.
Yeah, and you think of all these cells and molecules that kids are shedding because they're growing so quick, and they've got a runny nose because they're getting rid of all this extra gunk that's in them. And scarlet fever, I mean, is that like a blooming shedding your skin? It's your skin that's changing.
There's two things here, Chris. Right, I agree with you. I think naturally we go through these processes, but then you've got inserted, I call them eugenics programs that are there to make us iller. Yeah. That's two different things. So let's not get the water poisoning, et cetera, et cetera. Two different things. Yeah. I think we've got to go through the chicken pox because like you say, it's some kind of upgrade.
Yeah. But also what you've got with the jibber jabs and other medicines and
stuff. It's a hijack.
You're preventing it from continuing. If you get a cold, right, all the drugs that you can get from the pharmacy, all they are is caffeine and sugar and glucose to give you the feeling of an energy boost.
Yeah.
What it's actually doing is masking, letting it just, you know, when you read books in the old days, it'd say, you need some time to rest. Because, mate, it's just your body saying you need to rest. Sit down, you prick. Mm. You know what I mean? Have a break. We continue. And what the drugs that are sold to us are is just to get us through it so we can continue to work, really.
A lot of people, I'm hearing this, outside, people I know that the kids are going to the nursery. All these kids are tapped. Let's just say a kid's 1 year old, they're in nursery. They've just had the last of their rooster boosters, the last of the 33, we'll call it, jibbery jabberies. Yeah. All them kids in that then are off gassing, shedding all this stuff onto everybody. And all the families are going down with it. Mm. All the families are going down with these illnesses that odd illnesses, they're given antibiotics, which is basically mold. Yeah, so mold toxicity is a major problem. I ain't saying antibiotics are bad. I've seen people get better off antibiotics. I've seen people's symptoms relieved. The problem is, it's the long term thing. It is a long term problem and short term. My daughter didn't listen to me. My ex, I suppose, and mum, took us at doctors for an ear infection. I'd told them what to buy, right, to drop their ears in, right? Mm-hmm. Hydrogen peroxide and of a really diluted level, and it makes your ears fizz, but it gets rid of infection. Anyway, long story. Obviously, they laugh at me on hydrogen peroxide side. To put it in your ears, yeah, of course, knobhead. I have antibiotics, same thing, apart from different type of story, which will come on to your missus's action afterwards now. Antibiotics, and I said, if you take them, right, your ear will probably might get better, I hope it does, but you'll have some sort of gut problems within 3 or 4 weeks. Lo and behold, she has gut problems in 3 or 4 weeks. And then that's the problem. Nobody shows you what to do because that kills all your gut flora, all your stuff that digests your food, and everything's destroyed. And that good talking to your fish tank, it's an ideal example, is your fish tank. You put chlorinated water in, it just destroys everything. And, you know, in essence, that's what antibiotics do. It destroys everything in your gut.
Any living...
Then that has a domino effect further down the line. But go on, say about your missus's reaction to seeing her throwing up now. Because the clarity of thought now.
Well, now, she just said... Well, it's not that you've just got to have a bit of discernment when you're even talking to doctors. This is the thing, because we just trust, don't we? And that's what's got us into the shitstorm we're in. But you can't. I think it made her realise you can't just trust blindly just because someone is a doctor or whatever. And she saw it happen. And there were no way she was giving one more spoonful of that stuff to our nipper. No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you said, but sometimes it needs to be seen, doesn't it? I mean, and I wasn't sure if I, because I've had, I mean, I'm sure that you'll know better than me, but must be different levels and different types of antibiotics, because I've sliced myself and burnt myself so many times, and I've had infection. I'll try and do it myself, to be fair. You know, I'm not someone who just runs to the doctors, but I've had it where it's spreading up my leg. For instance, I burnt my foot once, foot of all things. I dropped some oil on my foot, and I could feel it going up my leg. It was getting redder and redder and looking worse and worse. So I went to the doctors, and they gave me some, and it went away. Now I can't think of another way I could have treated that, to be honest with you. At that level, well, I mean.
There are probably quite a few different ways, but
I'm sure it's not necessarily.
Antibiotics should be a last resort, not a first resort, and that's the thing.
That's what I'm trying to say.
People go, and it's a last resort. Yeah. And But I mean, the antibiotics long term usage creates the same things as you're going for, like blooming shortness of breath, respiratory tract problems, asthma, lung conditions, wheezing. Remind you of anybody? Mm. So all these things, you know, gives you skin conditions. It's all sorts of stuff. They're basically giving you mold.
Yeah, I got bit by a squirrel. Long story. I got bit by a squirrel.
I won't ask you what you were doing.
Yeah.
Reenacting Freddy Starrs.
But point was, the amount of people that said to me, have you got antibiotics? Have you got antibiotics? And I said, no. I said, if it gets infected, I'll get antibiotics. It's not infected. Yeah. I know when something's infected because it starts going red and boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
I said, it's not.
Yeah, it's throbbing.
I'll get antibiotics. I definitely.
Are we on about squirrel now? Anyway. The throbbing squirrel. Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
That's it. But the different types of mold, right, that they utilize. So Penicillium, right? Some of them, that's a group of molds. Some of them are beneficial, some are harmful. Penicillium causes allergies and also causes is troublesome for people with weakened immune systems. So that's Penicillium, right? Penicillium. Now, I'm not saying, but Penicillium is a group of penicillins, if you like.
Right.
So there's different variants of these molds, and they use one apparently that's not harmful. Now, given the fact that what we've just gone through, and that these same pharmaceutical companies are farming these things out, do we trust what they're giving us?
No.
That's the thing.
Well, this is what I'm saying. They're not to be trusted, are they, at all?
No. So, and also, think about these things are now generic drugs. They don't make a lot of money on them now because there's no patents on them.
Mm.
And obviously they're rolling out these mRNA
things.
Need
to reinvent it all, don't they? Another interesting side note was my missus went to the doctors with my nipper, and she said the doctor was acting weird. And then would that doctor know that we haven't had any jibber jabs and the kid hadn't had any jibber jabs?
Oh, yeah, of course they would. Yeah, they'd have all the records there, yeah.
Yeah, because she actually said to her, oh, you've self-diagnosed, have you, from Google with scarlet fever. And we did, to be fair. I mean, it was on the NHS website and numerous...
What, you've used your common sense? How dare you?
Well, you go, spook. But you don't just go to... And you look at numerous different ones, don't you? And you put it all into perspective.
Oh, no, you read the NHS. and the NHS have told you it's scarlet fever, so you're taking it to the doctors.
Yeah, so you were balancing it out.
But what I mean is, though, so you've read the NHS website
that's
shown the symptoms of what she's got, and then the doctor has said, oh, you've been looking online then, have you, clever bastards?
Yeah.
Yeah, we looked at NHS, that place you work for.
Wait for this fight. So, Lou said she was acting weird anyway with her, and then said...
she might be on a 10th booster.
She said, I'll send you some information over. And she emailed us the NHS website that we'd read about 20 times.
Yeah, but you can't read it. It's online.
She emailed it to us, the same one.
You should have said, no, we didn't read it online. We've actually went to the library and read it in library books.
Is that any different? It's a big, dusty, giant, leather-bound book.
Is that any different?
But you have to take pieces of it, don't you, and come up with your own conclusions, not just
jump in. We have to use common sense, Chris, just like we did in 2020.
Yes.
Just like we have done for the last...
God knows how long.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's what needs to be gotten rid of, isn't it?
Yeah.
Any common sense and any forethought of your own.
And bear in mind as well, a lot of these toxic mold and antibiotics are in the food chain.
Mm.
So when we're eating stuff, whether it's meat, eggs, whatever, milk, it's in the food chain. Even if it's in the sort of plant life, it can still be in the food chain. Because they're injecting... plant life now with steroids and all sorts of other antibacterial stuff. So even vegans aren't going to escape, I'm afraid.
Well, I told you, that story. Seb said he worked in Australia when they were injecting avocado trees.
Yes.
I might have this wrong, but I think he said they usually take X amount of years to go into fruition, and they inject them. He saw this happen, and it speeds it up.
And I saw a program where it was showing tumours on trees. So when you see these massive growths on a tree, it's basically a tumour. So what they're doing by speeding these plants up, these plants are getting these, and then guess what?
Doing what happens to us, yeah.
People are eating them, you know? And again, we know this.
If the tree's sick, the fruit's going to be sick.
Exactly. If the plant's sick, we're eating the plant. Right. And all the same things that happen to fish with water and the plants and all this type of stuff is happening to us. And the same things are happening. I saw an article today that, not today, somebody sent me a video of, it was an American guy. Sorry, the equivalent to FDAs in animals were saying that they're not jabbing cows with an mRNA vaccine. And then their spokesman said they were jabbing them, and he had a farm himself and he's jabbed all his cows.
Right.
So now they're injecting cows with the mRNA vaccines.
Yeah. So it's going to get to a point when even nutters like us are going to say, "Well, I'm not eating that," and so they're going to
turn you into vegans because
it's going to fulfill itself.
Yes.
I was just thinking then, actually, because I've probably mentioned that. Obviously, working as a chef, where I'm working at the minute, we do a lot of avocado, and you can now with my knife, I can slice straight through an avocado through the core, the pip. It's core, if you like. So then you think about this, right? The speeded up growth of that, or the injection of whatever they're injecting into those avocados.
Yeah.
And I'm making this. Is that actually affecting its core? When you think about it, so the core used to be, you couldn't get a knife for it, but with avocado, a certain way to do it was chop it, and then you'd pull it off the knife, and you wouldn't, but now you can slice straight through the core of it.
Yeah, it just goes straight through some of them.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, though, Fire, is the core of the fruit is not what it used to be. And is that what they're doing to us? They're destroying us core, as actual essence and core.
Well, I would say so. There's a lot of that. I mean, we could talk for hours on this stuff, couldn't we? There's a lot of information out there. How do you get yourself? How do we get out of this? This net is massive, isn't it? This net's massive that they're throwing over us. You know, from water to air to food, everything they're getting at us from. All you can do is protect the known knowns that you know about. Clean your water, you know, clean your air if you can do what you can in your own environment. I can't clean my, I can do my eyebrows. But you can only do what you can do in your own environment. You can't do everything, you know. Even organic food now, is it really organic? I mean, all these companies now are members of the Organic Society, are members of the Organic Society, and they're reducing what the perception or the reality of organic is. It used to be, if it's 100%, it's organic, it hasn't been sprayed and all this. Now it can be, I think it's 70%.
Well, I read somewhere that they just...
How could it be 70% organic?
And they also, they just dream up another way of doing it, don't they?
Of course they do.
Oh, you can't use this now. All right, so we've got 6 months and we can use this until we get caught. And
just like that guy, that Monsanto guy who got asked to drink that... glass of Roundup Ready, and he went I'll drink a glass, I'll drink a quarter of it, and it won't do me any harm at all. He
said, got one in the back.
I've got something back here, have a glass. I'm not stupid.
I'm not mental, he says.
Got to put stormed out. But that about sums it up. Why would you drink a glass of Weed Killer? It's got killer in it, the title. You're not going to drink a glass
but
of Weed
also,
Killer.
Also, how can you spray something on a logical level, and it only kill one kind of thing, and not the thing next to it, or at least not damage it. It might not finish it off, but it's
well, again, Chris, and we've talked about this before. It kills one, the biology of the plant, so that even the when you cut the plant, generally there might be a root or a bulb left that grows again. Yeah,
yeah.
It's they're all ploughed up and taken back into the soil, etc., and it's all part of the process. But when that's poisoned, it doesn't just kill that, it kills all the biology. So when it's cut to eat, there's no nutrients in it for a start. And also the little enzymes and bacteria that we eat that builds our gut microbiome up, that's disappeared. That's gone.
Basically, like everything else, destroying the natural version of it.
Who are these people?
Well, they're a death cult, aren't they?
Yeah,
because that's
I mean,
why.
I'm having a conversation with
nature
for Crab Claws this week, and he had a fantastic question because we've been talking about probably some deeper levels stuff which me and you talk about, and he said, "What could humans actually be?"
I know. Yeah.
What could we actually be? Because everything that's happening now could be over in that.
Yeah.
That. And do you know what? If billionaires want to be billionaires and people want to still have material, it could still change.
Yeah.
It could,
could have whatever you wanted.
If Prime Minister Wingnut Slumdog, said, right, all these empty green fields, we're going to spend some money and grow our own vegetables in this country. How about that, guys?
Yeah.
So every farmer, we're going to give a subsidy to grow his own vegetables.
Yeah. How about we're going to half all travel and train? Do you know, tell everyone to catch a train. It costs more to catch a train to Yorkshire, for instance, to your CU, than it does to drive my car. Where's the logic there? It used to cost nothing to get on a train.
No, so we'll pull all the train tracks up.
Yeah, but that could be solved. That could be solved.
Not, I mean, even going back to that, the days when they pulled the train tracks up, were it Bevin? Anyway, he pulled all the train tracks up that equated to some, at that time, I think they paid out and repatriations for all, because we're all private companies after World War II. Yeah? So this is a long-term plan. You think about it, Chris, it's a long-term plan.
Oh, the plan was to build loads of motorways.
With something like 800 million they paid out these railway companies. Just to pull all the, just to pull all the railway lines up.
Yeah. Which is like an early version, when you think about it, of these tech companies buying up YouTube and all that lot. No profit involved, because we don't care, because the agenda is bigger than the profit.
Yes. And it's funded to succeed. Funded.
Yeah. So, constantly funded.
Yeah.
Concrete, it reminded me of this motorways.
It reminded me of the slavery repatriation, repayoffs in the mid-1850s, funnily enough, or 1800s, when they stopped the slave trade. We stopped the slave trade. No, you didn't. You bought out the slave owners. They didn't suffer. You paid them 10 times what a slave was worth. That's why. Because it was easier to get bought out than grow sugar or whatever, molasses and all, make molasses, than it was to keep slaves that kept attacking you and killing you.
Yeah. Yeah, they were turning on them.
And so they did the same with the railways. I suppose like the Bank of England, that these evil banksters just gave it to the government for the good of the people, Chris. They gave it to the government for the good of the people.
You've got even further back than that. You've got the canal systems as well.
The canals, all of these,
used to transport things from north to south.
And what are they called, Chris?
Canals.
Main arteries. Weird, isn't it?
Yeah. The main country arteries. Was run on main arteries,
They've closed them off.
Closed them off.
Now they've got defibs. But yeah, it's what could we be? That is a good.
Well, question. I would say for a starter, without all the poisons, are we supposed to live for biblical level ages, hundreds of years? What does the Bible say?
Do we already live for hundreds of years? Our essence, as we were talking to Sherry the other day, if our essence is immortal.
No, what about your physical body though? Fine. Is it supposed to live for 130 years? Thinking biblically, I think it says something like that, 140 years or something. But we've been.
Let's just face it, right? We're meant to live longer than we are, but what they'd want to do it is via artificial means, don't they? And living and having longevity and having a good life. And
well,
not
look
the
at
same
now,
thing.
In fact, you know, you can get Alzheimer's, dementia, all these things. You get them in your 40s now. That didn't fucking exist, did it?
Mm-mm.
Everyone knew an old guy who'd gone a bit gherkwack, you know, but it wasn't like it is now, where everyone's got dementia, Alzheimer's.
Chris, I know families now. Something we talk about, I suppose.
And also, just quickly, say that, for instance, ADHD, and all these things, and autism. They say that it's increasing. Not once is it brought up why it's increasing. Why is there not a discussion about why it's increasing?
Because they can't bring that up. But again, like everything else, anybody who's got that certain illness, it becomes personal to them. And they don't realise that it's part of a bigger plan. Because there's that much pressure applied when you're ill, like Lyme disease, for argument's sake. And we're given these biowarfare illnesses, because that's what they are.
You've got nothing else to think about. You can't think about it.
You've got nothing else to think about, yeah. And you don't realise it's a bigger plan.
Even if you're the old person or the person looking after someone who's ill, that's your 24/7, isn't it?
That's your 24/7. And it takes over yours and your family's life. And I know families now, Chris, that, and you do, I know you do, and people out there do. In fact, I'll read this comment out before we come back to that next thing that you want to talk about. I know families now that they've had, so husband and wife, wife's mother's gone, husband has had cardiac problems, friend has passed away, husband's father had illness issues, and it's just going on and on and on. And these are all happening within a space of 2 or 3 months. They're not happening over 5 years, like you would normally see it. But it's not just happening in one family. It's happening in multiple families that we're hearing about.
But the question's not being asked, is it? What's the connection?
What's the connection to the jab? What's the connection to anything else? Yorkshire Rose here, who posted that comment we mentioned a few weeks ago about 4 people in her family passing away in a short space of time. She put on, when I posted my comment almost 2 weeks ago, I never expected so many kind messages. And it was revealing how many people are experiencing the exact same thing. Thank you for all the love and sending love and sympathy to all who have lost and will lose loved ones in this culling. And that sums it up.
Well, it's the, like you said before, it's one of the only thing comments on we've put out there that actually got some form of traction where people commenting back to Yorkshire Rose.
Yes. Yeah. Because we're all in. This is like, again, I'll equate World War One. I'm not saying it's the same thing because it's not. We've not got bombs exploding around us and machine gun bullets firing off us. But we're now getting to the point where everybody in your village, you know people who suffered from this, which was similar to World War One.
Yeah.
That's why there are them obelisks in each village.
Mm.
Because everybody knew somebody who were ordered to jump out of a trench, who were fighting for freedom, but if they decided they didn't want to fight for freedom, they got shot in back at head by a sergeant or a lieutenant for cowardice. Because you can fight for freedom and you can die for freedom, but you can't say you're not going to fight for freedom.
But again, I looked into this a while ago. I was talking to you about it, that if you joined the, World War One, you could back out. You could back out. You went to prison.
Yeah, it could be an objector.
But I mentioned this before.
Conscientious objector.
I was always under the belief, and just this is just through what I've been told or learned through films and whatever, that if you didn't join up, you got shot. But that was not true.
No.
You could be a conscientious objector.
However, we were conscientious objectors.
Yeah.
Similar.
But that's the contract, isn't it? You didn't sign the contract. Because they also said if you didn't want to go to war, they tried to peddle it where... but you can go over there as like a, you know...
Like a medical person or...
Medical person. Yeah. So you can look after the injured.
Stretcher bearer. Stretcher bearer.
And some people said, I do not want to be involved at all. I'm not being involved. And they went to prison. And I'd have been that guy, I like to think. But then if they'd got me in my early 20s, I wouldn't have been. I'd have joined up like anyone else. So you can't blame anyone. But like I always said through the nonsense, you can't blame
everyone. No, you definitely can't blame people. It's a bit like we talk about...
You've got a propaganda machine. A propaganda machine... behemoth there fighting and telling you what to do.
Yeah. It's a bit
saying no is difficult.
Yeah, it is. It's a bit like we talk about people who've gone to Oxford or we talk about people with bloodlines or certain religions for argument's sake. And I was thinking today and I'm thinking, you know, it doesn't matter if you're Catholic, if you're Protestant, if Church of England, if you're Muslim, Hindu, Jewish,
forget who's, religion, fight English, whatever country you're from.
Whatever country you're in.
Right and wrong.
Whatever sexuality you are, whatever it is, right?
There's no patriotism.
We're all being used. Whether we like it or not, we're all being poisoned, we're all being MK-Ultra'd. Some of us can see this stuff, right? Mm. And some of us can. I met a guy today in a shop, right? And he was taking some details. And he said, oh, what job do you do? And I'm thinking, oh, I don't want to answer any of these questions. But I said... Well, we're asking wife, actually. And I said, oh, we've got a podcast. I thought, this will shut him up. I said, oh, what stuff do you talk about on your podcast? And he went, I said, conspiratorial things. He went, really? What, like, yeah. COVID jabs? And I went, yeah. He went, whoa, give me an high five. He said, oh, I've really? Been telling everybody in here. But he went off on one.
Right,
we were waiting
right.
to talk to someone. It was fantastic to meet such a nice guy. If you're listening now, I told him about sheepfarm.co.uk. And I met him today, right? And a breath of fresh air that we are.
It's very rare.
Yeah. It is very rare. And he was all over it. He was all over it. Yeah. All over it.
Mad, isn't it?
And he was talking top of his voice. I've been telling everybody here, my mum and dad. And he was one of them people that had been encapsulated in that world of his own and had to go through all this. Probably had to wear a mask when it was going on. Imagine that, Chris. Imagine having to wear all that.
No one to talk to.
He said to me, he said, I had a stomach upset and I rang in work. This was, must have been talking a couple of years ago. I rang in work, told him I had a stomach upset, and they went, you haven't had your jab yet, have you? And he went, what's jab got to do with your stomach upset? He said, you wouldn't have asked me that 3 years ago. He said, we're going off on one with Adam. He said, anyway.
How long did you talk to him for?
Well, I'd have been there all day, but we had a train to catch.
Where was that fight? Sorry, I missed the beginning. Where was it?
Just a shop.
Right.
Breath of fresh air, meeting people, that... I totally, again, this is people listening, people who we've met over the last 3 years, people on their marches, people, whatever, Rattray, these are the resistance. We are the resistance. We are the pressure pushing back and saying, no, we're not doing it. And that summed it up to me. I came out of there with a smile on my face, you know.
Yeah.
Didn't have to buy out. Nobody give me anything. Nothing.
I,
you know.
I don't even think.
And my wife did as well. It's really good to see that, isn't it? I said, yeah. Just it makes your day that you know that there are people dotted all over the place. That we're not the same. We're not all coming from the same backgrounds or anything like that. But that doesn't matter.
No,
because this runs through us. This energy runs through us stronger than anything you'll ever feel or sense. You know, this is an emotional, ancient feeling. I can't explain what it is. It is quite an ancient, feels ancient. Feels like I've done this before.
You might be right there, Fi. Maybe that's once in Rome, like. Once in ancient Greece.
You never know, do you? Anyway, we're coming up to the end of the first hour. So we're going to leave here. If you want to join us in the members hour, the second part, please come over there. If not, we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.